It's one of the most recognizable pop music songs from the 1960s. I'm Henry VIII, I Am is one of the many hits by the British group Herman's Hermits. The band may be from the UK, but its lead singer Peter Noon has called the South Coast home for more than 30 years. Noon says he grew up in a musical family, and it's only natural that music would be his career.
There was always music in the house. You know, when there was a wedding or a funeral or a christening or a baptism, there was a piano, and my father played the trombone, and my uncle played the trumpet, and my Auntie Mary played Fats Waller on the piano. And there was just always music around, so I was always interested in music. Think about this, Lance, it was before television. We had to entertain ourselves.
Noon says his family sent him to a school where he could study music, but his real education was forming a group and playing with other teens.
It was the kind of hobby that needed financing, so we all had jobs and, you know, I was a part-time window cleaner, I sold newspapers to be able to play music. But we were into it, and we played, and we did hundreds and hundreds of dates like that. One day, I remember we did the Urmston Football Club. We got paid £4. It was the most we'd ever been paid, £4, just like crazy. And on the way home, we stopped at a fish and chip shop, but we could only afford the chips.
The musician says he and his bandmates would sneak out of school to play during lunchtime at nearby pubs, and then sneak back into school for the final roll call of the day.
We were called Pete Novak and the Heartbeats. We were rehearsing in a pub. We weren't drinking in the pub because we were all 13. The guy who ran the pub came over, and I was wearing my horn-rimmed glasses, and I was going, "Well," and he said, "Who's that?" And I said, "It's Buddy Holly, you idiot. Can't you see I'm doing Buddy Holly?" He goes, "You don't look like Buddy Holly. You look like Sherman from the Bullwinkle Show." And so we changed the name of the band to Herman's Hermits. For some reason, the name of the band made it more attractive.
And Noon was cast as Herman. He says they kept playing gigs and started building a fan base.
Bit by bit, you get better and better at what you do. And we got really good, and we started to play dates with the Beatles and people like that. And they were kind to us. They'd loan us their equipment. We made a record. By then, I was 16, so we were still really full-on teenagers. But we were ready. We were ready for the big time.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
After the band's first big hit in 1964, I'm Into Something Good, they were a big deal in both their native UK and the US. They had a number of hits in the mid-60s and appeared in movies and popular TV shows like The Ed Sullivan Show. Does Noon have a favorite song?
I like I'm Into Something Good because it's the first one we made and it was a big hit. But I like Henry VIII because the audience sing along with it. And I like Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter because the audience kind of feel comfortable with it. It's a story with a beginning and a middle. All our songs were stories.
Noon and his family have lived in the Santa Barbara area since the mid-1980s. He admits they discovered it by accident.
Davy Jones from the Monkees lived here. He'd always told me Santa Barbara, and I thought it was San Bernardino. I didn't know it was Santa Barbara. I'd never been here. So I'm driving up to Santa Barbara thinking it's not the same place that Davy Jones lived. And we turned around the corner by Summerland there. We came around the corner on the freeway, and my wife said, "I want to live here." So we went out that day and we got a little house down the end of East Valley Road.
He still loves to perform and is on the road for more than a third of the year.
This year we got 108 concerts, and next year we already got 108 on the books. It's so crazy. And you know, when you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. And I've been not, and I'd rather be hot.
Noon is bringing his show home this week for a major benefit event. Peter Noon and Friends will take place at the Lobero Theater Tuesday night as a fundraiser for Santa Barbara's Unity Shop. It's helping to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the nonprofit organization, which helps thousands of people in need a year. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.
Inside, there's nobody else, and I'm feeling